Hey, my name is Joshua Drew, back again talking about developing for the Microsoft Band. This time it's the Android edition. So we're going to go over a few things. The first is really getting set up with our development environment. And then we're going to jump into programming some sensor data for the Band and Android. So let's head over to microsoftband.com. And if we scroll down to the bottom of the page, there is the developer link. Click on that. And this is really everything that we need, documentation, SDKs, and whatnot. So let's download the Android SDK. And within that Android SDK is a bunch of different things. So there's the jar file, which we're going to need to put into our particular project, as well as a bunch of different demo apps. So you can click through those demo apps. Some of them are for the Band 2. Other ones are for Band 1. So just make sure you're opening up accordingly. But if you scroll through the files, you can see the .java file, which has all the goodies. And then at some point, we'll put our jar file in our lib folder. So from a setup standpoint, we need to make sure that we have the JDK installed on our machine. So you head over to Oracle or java.com and download that. You're going to need an emulator. I like using the Visual Studio emulator for Android. It's fast, it's easy. There's a bunch of different profiles that you can download as well. It's pretty cool. There's a drag and drop mechanism to drag your APK file right into the emulator. So it's something to worthwhile to download. And then Android Studio. We're going to be using Android Studio to develop. Now, if you're on a Mac, it's the same type of thing. You need a Java SDK download, or excuse me, JDK download. Get that going. And there's an emulator from Xamarin, which I really like. It's very similar to the Visual Studio emulator, so might as well try to download that on your Mac and get that going. And then we're also going to use Android Studio as well on the Mac. So make sure that you have, at a minimum, those three installed, and we can get going. Great. So let's talk about what we really need to start, which is really a new application. So let's open up Android Studio and click New Project, and we could call it whatever we want. In this case, I'm just going to call it Heart Rate App. I'm going to choose Lollipop because that's what I have from a demo phone. And I'm going to choose an empty activity. So while that's going, quick note is that you need to have a phone and a band, obviously, to test your app. It doesn't work with the Bluetooth through an emulator. So once we get this up and running, the first thing we're going to try to do is import our Microsoft Band library. But if you notice, we don't have the IntelliSense. So we need to add this to our project. So there's a couple different ways. I like flipping over to the project view and dragging my lib file, or excuse me, my jar file into the lib directory. So I will do that. And I'll say yes to the prompt. Once that's in, we need to make sure that we add it as a library, because just because it's in our project, still we don't have a reference to it. So the IntelliSense is not going to work. The project doesn't know about it. So what we'll do is we'll right-click on that jar and choose Add as Library, and that will add it to my app library. So now if I go back into my .java file, it's going to update the Gradle in the background. And if I do an import, com.microsoft.band, there it is. So it references my jar that I added. Great. So let's add some other imports that we're going to need for this little demo. Okay, after that's done, what we want to do is make a reference to the band client. Now, the band client can provide you a list of bands that are paired with your device using the band client manager. And then all the other operations for the band are encapsulated within this band client. Okay, so what we're going to do now is create a method that is going to get the band client, or the band itself. So we'll call this a get connected band client. And what this is going to do is first see if we have a client, right? So maybe we made a connection before. If the client is null, we're going to get the band. So the way we do that is through the band client manager, and we're getting a list of paired bands, or in this case, get the bands that are paired with the device. If the length is zero, right, meaning that there's no bands, we can send a message back to the user, or in this case, we'll return false. Most likely, we probably want to prompt the user to say, hey, you know, connect your bands. In my else statement, I'm going to look at the connection state. So if the client connection state is connected, then I'm going to return true. That means I've already made a connection out to my band, and I already have a client. So now I've taken care of the condition of finding a client that's already connected, as well as if I don't have anything connected, I return a null. So now I have to get the condition of I am connected, but I don't have a client. So I do that by calling the band client manager, and I'm calling the create, and I'm passing in the device reference that I got from the paired bands method that I called earlier on. A couple things to note: if I have multiple bands, or if I wanted the user to select a particular band, obviously I can change the 0 to a 1 or a 2, and so on and so forth. At this point, all I really need to do is return a true or false, so I will return a connected status. Now that we have our client and our client manager, we can now access the subscriptions through the band sensor manager. These subscriptions are a way to access different sensor data. However, some of those sensor data requires a user consent, so a prompt to the user to let the user know that I am accessing sensitive sensor data from the band. In our example, heart rate is one of those pieces of data that's very sensitive. And how we're going to get the consent for this example is to create a task that runs in the background. So we're going to call our get connected band client. Remember, we just created that method. And if that returns true, what we're going to do is access the sensor manager from our client. We're going to call a method called get heart rate consent. And we're going to attach a consent listener to that as well. Now, the consent listener will, in this case, will just have an empty method. But you can have some other actions that take advantage of, you know, that particular listener. So if the user says yes or no, you can prompt accordingly. Now we'll just add a couple other cleanup statements, an else statement. So if the band is not connected, we can message back to the user. And in the full example, I have a few more exceptions. There's a band exception that we'll handle as well. Now that we got the user's consent, we can create an event listener. So we're going to create a band heart rate event listener, and this listener is going to trigger on band heart rate changed, and it'll pass in an event, and with this event I can access HR quality or the actual rate of the heart rate, and again, depends on the different sensors, you could get different data points, but this is where we'll do the work, right? This is where we'll update the UI or message out to the cloud or something like that. In our case, we're going to message to the UI. We have our client, and we have our user consent, and we just created a listener. So now we need to register that listener. So I'm going to do this in a background process, but before we are able to register the listener, we're going to make sure that we have a connected band client. And then we're also going to check for the user consent to make sure that the user has seen the consent box. So we could do this through the sensor manager, and there's a method called getCurrentHeartRateConsent. And if that is true, if the user has granted consent, we can then move on to the next piece, which is registering our heart rate event listener. And this is the listener that we just created. One thing to note, the heart rate consent does not happen every time you open up the app. It's the initial time. So once the user says yes that first time, then the application has access to that heart rate data. Now we're almost done. So what I'm going to do next is wire up my front end. I have a couple buttons and a text status box where the text status box will be updated when the heart rate is changed. The two buttons is a consent button, which is going to fire off an on-click event, which will fire off the consent task that we just created. And then the get heart rate will fire off the heart rate task that we created as well. So those are a couple house cleaning items. The other thing to note is you need to unregister the listener if you're finished. You'd use that through the get band sensor manager. It's unregister heart rate event listener. And again, pass it in the name of the listener that you have. So I'm not going to show the pause and the stoppage of the app, but in the source code, you'll have that as well, a couple cleanup items. Last couple things that we need to add here is in the manifest file, the Android manifest.xml file. We need to provide permission for Bluetooth, so that's one permission tag, and then also a permission tag for the band service, to bind the band service. And just a programming note or a development note, you need to have the Microsoft Help app installed on the phone. That is a requirement. Without the Health app installed, any attempt to the band client will fail with an error. So I deployed my file to my phone, and I installed it, and it's installing now. But what I'm going to do is I'll show you my band and show you what my heart rate is, and I'll focus for a second here. But my heart rate should be at 82 or so. Now, if I go back to my app should be loaded. I have two buttons. So the first one is my heart rate consent, and that's letting the user know that we're going to be accessing the heart rate sensor. And now I'll initiate the heart rate by clicking on the get heart rate, and we'll see that we're about the 75 or so, 73. So it's changing as I move. Well, that was it. I mean, it's pretty straightforward to get going. You know, create a band client. Now you have a connection to the manager. From the manager, depending on which sensor you're accessing, you might have to do the consent. But if not, then you create a subscription to one of the sensors, so accelerometer, gyroscope, you know, obviously heart rate is what the example that we did. And then you create a listener that will perform some type of action. In our case, we updated the UI, but you can take that data, send it to the cloud, send it to some type of connected device, which we'll look into in the next episode, or in a few episodes. But it's pretty simple, you know, using a little Android phone and the band, you get up and running pretty quick. So thanks again. The next episode, we're gonna look at iOS development and kind of those same steps to kind of get up and running on the Xcode platform. Thanks.